Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Okay, my consistency game is, not winning anyone any awards anytime soon. Welcome to being a manifester, but I wanted to give you a little snippet of the masterclass I did on paid funnels. And this particular conversation is about high ticket offers versus low ticket offers. Maybe you're in the space of which one should you do? Should you have another one? And I hope that this conversation is really enlightening to you. Hello, hello, hello. It's so fun to be with you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Susie Hillman. Today I will be your host. I'm up here looking like a living, breathing, get well soon card in my floral jacket. And I'm so excited to be here to deliver a message that was delivered to me via a friend a while ago. One second though, Todd, can you fix my echo? I'm like really loud to myself. I feel like I'm speaking in church, like really loud. So my friend, I was at a mastermind. You guys can still hear me okay? I can't just hear myself blaring? Good, we're good. So I was at a mastermind, and sometimes at masterminds, you go around the circle and we're all going around the circle and you say, my name's this, and this is what I do, and this is how much I make. And we're going around the circle and these women are saying how much money they make, and I am like, what is happening? I'm pulling them up online and I'm like, I have five times the followers of these people. How are they absolutely crushing me in revenue? So it gets to me and I'm like, I'm Susie Hillman. I've had multiple $1 million launches and I've grown my following at all of my launches completely organically. Thinking that these women were gonna be like, good for you, gold star, dazzled. And they were like, why'd you do that? I was like, I didn't know any other way. And a new friend takes me over at lunch and she's like, Susie, you really don't run any ads? I'm like, no, I have no idea how to do that. She's like, don't you realize that while we've been sitting in this room, most of us have made thousands of dollars and you just told me you haven't made a dime since your last launch. Ouch. I was like, I did this the hard way, didn't I? I did this the hard way. And ever since that moment, I set out to do it the easy way, to figure out the way that doesn't require building this giant audience, because you guys, I gave so many years of my life to Instagram, where my phone was basically an extension of my right arm because I was on it all of the time. So it was a little bit of a gut punch, honestly, when I realized I didn't actually need to be doing that. I'll tell you that it worked. I'll also tell you that it sucked my life away. And I don't want that for any of you. And I sure as heck don't want that for me anymore. So as we get into it, oh gosh, I don't have my clicker. Clicker me up. Lost the clicker. I'm always losing everything. I have my associate's degree in nursing. I have ADHD, hence why I lose things like the clicker all the time. And I have four children under the age of 11. I only have one employee. Everything I'm teaching you today, guys, if I, Susie Hillman, can do this, you can do this. So over the past few years, Todd hit me with the slides. Over the past couple years, I have grown my business to $5.6 million in 4 years. Four years. And with what I'm teaching you today, I really do believe that we would have doubled that revenue in less time. Because once we figured out the strategies, we were like, what? This is mind-blowing. But more importantly, I would have rested more. I would have been with my family more. I would have lived more. It's why I'm so passionate about being with you here today, because I want you to be able to live more. You guys want to live more? Drop a one in the chat if you're like, yes, please. Can we unattach from our phones? Can we actually live it off of Instagram? Please tell me this is possible. I'm here to tell you it is so possible and it is so exciting. So today we're going to be going over a proven four-step process to grow your coaching business, your online course business, your digital product business, and I might push you a little bit. Are you guys okay if I challenge you, challenge some beliefs, maybe make it hurt a little bit? I have a tendency to do that. So as long as you guys are good, I'm going to push you. That's my job as a coach. What we want is results, like some of the incredible results I've been able to have with my clients. This is Sarah Briggs. First came to me, it was $20,000 a month. Then it was 40, then it was 60, and we did it. We just hit our third month of six figures in net profit each month. I am living my best life. Or like my other client, Chrissy Lawler, in the last 6 months, I've tripled my following and quadrupled my income. Quadrupled! That's crazy. What? This is what we are after, deep impact for our clients. Drop a one in the chat if you want deep impact. If you are after actually changing lives, then drop that in the chat. Yes, one. Yes, that's what we are here for. But maybe you were like me or are like me currently and you're playing by the rules. You could say I play by the rules. It was free tips and add value and inspire and educate and entertain and then add more value. At first it was one post and then it was reels and then it was multiple reels a day and then it was a carousel post, but it couldn't stop at one carousel post. So it has to be 10 carousel posts and then add more value, more free tips. And now do it while you're just casually stirring your morning coffee. Casually live your life while adding the value, while adding the text. Make sure that it has a great call to action, a hook, and oh my gosh, are you guys so exhausted of this? I literally so exhausted I can't even deal. And maybe it left you like it left me. We're leaving with like, you're launching something, maybe it goes great, and then nothing. And then launching something, it goes great, nothing. Then you go to launch a thing that worked before, and then it was like, what the heck? Like that went 20% as good as it did last time. And you're on this cycle of constantly churning out another low product after low product after low product. That's eventually going to leave you crying in your bathtub wanting to quit. Anyone else? Am I alone in this? No, it does not look like I'm alone in this. So I'm here in my bathtub, but I don't have the luxury of quitting. We are a single income family, and I had to figure this way out. The girl from this retreat, she promised that it could be a different way. And that's what I'm showing you today. The old way, it's for the birds. And also why it doesn't work so good. They just did a thing on Instagram that said that there's 96% more content on Instagram than there was last year. Meaning it is so much harder to get our eyes, people's eyes on our stuff. That's just unfortunate. It's just simply a supply and demand issue. It's not like Instagram's trying to hate us and cover up our stuff. It's literally there is more supply than there is demand. So this old way that was working great a couple years ago, if you wanna stay in the game, you gotta innovate, you gotta change. Who's feeling that? Who is like, what the heck? I used to have way more views and they're going down? Yeah. So you have two options at this point. See that this is the trajectory, that 96%, that's not gonna go down. That's gonna continue to go higher and higher and higher, making it even more difficult to reach the people that we need to reach. But we've been conditioned over the last decades to think that growing bigger, grow your audience bigger, bigger, bigger online, feed the machine again and again, again. And I have been guilty of perpetuating this. I was like, here's how you do it, guys, organically. I've been guilty of doing that because it was working. But what I can promise you is when I find a different way, you're gonna know about it. That's where we are on this call today. The high ticket funnel method brings a high six or seven figure business without relying on Instagram audience growth for your business to grow. I proudly have lost 2,000 followers over the last 2 years. No net gain, just lost 2,000 followers and still been able to have an incredible income and an even greater impact with my clients. Does anyone else here just kind of suck at Instagram? Like, I don't really get it. It's kind of a lot. It is. It's a lot. But once you master what I'm about to teach you, then life is going to look like only working with clients that you are absolutely obsessed with. I see some of the women from this photo on this call, which is super exciting, and getting them insane transformations in less time than you ever thought was possible. Freeing up time to be with your family offline, unplugged. My family and I spent the summer in Costa Rica. And when we were in Costa Rica, literally they didn't even have power half the time. Costa Rica power grid was not the most reliable. We lived life unplugged, still being able to make an incredible revenue. I'm curious where you guys would go. Would you bum around the beaches of Costa Rica? If you could take the entire summer off, drop in the chat where you guys would go. We're thinking next year, Puerto Rico. I'm thinking Bali. Todd's like, Bali, no. Bali, that's a sign, Todd. That is a sign. Someone put Bali in the chat before I said it. Someone else said Bali. You guys are getting all the points with us right now. Jackson Hole, come visit me. Our cabin's up there. That's awesome. Visiting all the Major League Baseball parks? Are you kidding me? Fun fact, Todd and I, when we were in college, we lived in our car for a month and we drove it around, stopping baseball park after baseball park after baseball park, literally sleeping in 7-Elevens. Would 10 out of 10 would not recommend, but it was also pretty cool. So where would you go? Thank you for letting me know. So how are we going to get there? How are we going to get to those ballparks? How are we going to get to Bali? How are we going to do it? We're going to do it through this method, the DOMA method. Not to be confused with those disgusting grape leaf wrap dolmas. Those are so nasty. I don't know how you people eat those. Am I alone in thinking that those are so gross? No, you guys are actually like those. I thought you were my people. And now that you like dolmas, I'm second guessing everything. Oh, this next part, D, decide. O stands for offer. Offer creation is whelp creation. If you can master coming up with offers, packaging them, tying them in a nice bow so that people actually want it, then you have the road to wealth. Because can you bring up the whiteboardy thingy? Because the real money is made by those who know how to create offers, to create great offers. So I learned this, my mastery is with this, because I've created offers from $25 apps to $50,000 coaching packages. And everything in between with various levels of success. And I'm going to condense what I've learned through all of that painful trial and error down to the next few minutes. Take off the slide, will you please? I have my thing in my pocket. I did keep track of the Sharpie. Okay, we're going to talk about the four levels of wealth. Which camera am I looking at? There's like so many. We have four 4K cameras, so sometimes my eyes are like, there's a lot of cameras. Okay, so this is the four stages. Is that four? Is that four? Okay. Wow. I really even. So the lowest levels of wealth there, you guys. These are our implementers. Our implementers are always having to exchange their time for money. These are people doing things with their hands. There's our accountants, even our dentists like Todd. They have to be in the chair. They have to be working in order to be able to make the money. There's always a cap here because there's always a cap on time. So maybe you're in this situation and it feels like you're paying for everything with your life. It's because you actually are. You're paying for it with the time of your life to pay for things. So we want to get out of this lowest level of wealth where we're always exchanging time for money. Then we go over here. We take a really big jump, apparently, to the overseers. These are our managers. These are you know, people managing projects, things like that. And then we get to the true levels of wealth. This grid is hilarious. Wow, Susie. Okay, these are our messengers. These are our marketers. These are our salespeople. These are our influencers. These are the people that are spreading the message for people to buy the things. And this, when you can keep spreading messages farther and wider. And when you're good at this, you're going to be great at the messenger space. But the truest level of wealth up here in this little baby section, why I drew it like this was completely on purpose, was to show you that not many people get to make it up here to the highest level of wealth of imaginers. These are our imaginers. These are people coming up with offers. These are our Disneys, our Elon Musks, our, you know, other people. Us. They're the us's of the world, you guys, that are creating the offers, because up here, we pay for things with our creativity, which is completely uncapped, completely unlimited. We're not paying with our time. We're paying with what can we come up with, something that the world actually needs and wants and I can be paid for. Once you can master offer creation, you are on the road to wealth. Once you know the skill, game over, you'll never have to worry about money again. How would it feel? How would it change your life to never have to worry about money again because you know this skill? Would that change your life? Yeah, totally. Okay. Wow, my perfectly linear grid is now out of the way. Okay, so levels of wealth creation. We're going to get on the highest level, yeah? Highest level of wealth, messengers, and our imaginers. Okay, so we're going to get into it, and this is where it's going to get a little dicey for some of y'all. You might start to hate me a little bit, but we're going to talk about low ticket versus high ticket. Low ticket versus high ticket. Low ticket, I don't know how this, like, obvious fact. Whoa. This obvious fact did not occur to me. until I'd busted out all these low ticket. Low ticket requires high traffic, and high ticket requires low traffic. And maybe some of you on this call are like that ninja person that is so good at creating that organic audience and it's growing like a weed and you can't even help that thing from stopping, so you have the traffic that it takes to be able to pull this off. But the me's of the world were like, I ain't got the time. I don't really even have the desire. I cannot pull a high ticket off. Low ticket also means you constantly have to reinvent and do something new to keep your income sustainable. You have to be coming up with offers left, right. You don't really have a ton of time to perfect them because you're just like, what will the audience buy next? What will the audience buy next? Next, what will the audience buy next? So they're great for like cash injections, but I will tell you to build a sustainable business model that's like great for your nervous system that allows you to go to Costa Rica, low ticket is gonna be a really difficult way to do it. The good news about low ticket is they're pretty easy to create, right? They're low effort. They don't take a ton of time. You can kind of throw them up. So that is the perk of low ticket. But my biggest beef with low ticket is that often it means low transformation. My tragic story with this was I did Susie School online course a couple years ago. I had this great retreat that was building a really amazing business, but it was $5,000 to come. So I was like, okay, if we can just reach more people online, give them the same information, I'll do a low ticket course. And I was stoked. We got like 1,000 women in it. And it was like, this is awesome. And then we got to the end of the course and we're like, we literally finished at the same average of all courses, which is 10% finishing the course. I was devastated because I knew that what was in that course had the power to change someone's life, but I couldn't make them take it. Is that because the course sucked? Did it not work well for the masses because the course sucked? Do our low ticket offers just suck? No. The problem is we are fighting a 2-million-year-old brain here, you guys. The amount of energy required to go from doing nothing to doing something, that inertia, that push has to be really big. And our low ticket prices, they do not hit hard enough. They do not cause enough pain to like actually move some people up the hill. So we enable the dysfunction. We enable them to not open the course. We enable them to not log into the membership. We enable them to, we co-sign on the dotted line when we have something low ticket that doesn't make transformation. We co-sign on the dotted line. We are aware that most people are not going to get this transformation. We are aware that we are only helping 10%. That was not good enough for me. Therefore, I never really launched Susie School Online again, even though it made me $1 million because I didn't feel right about it. The devastating part is that people that are buying low ticket offers are not getting the transformations they desperately need. It does not have the inertia. It does not hit hard enough. It's not the fault of your low ticket offer. It may be the fault of your pricing. It just does not have the punch that it needs to impact change. To impact behavior, it has to hit hard. And that's just because of our 2-million-year-old brain. Is this making sense? Hey, Tarina, you're here from Online Susie School. You're my 10% girl. I love that. Is this making sense? Mind blown. It makes so much sense. Yes. Yes, so can I offer up, you guys, that it is loving. It is loving for us to have high prices because then people, what we do is we help hold themselves accountable for the transformation that they want. I'm gonna say that again. What we do when we charge high is we help the people hold themselves accountable for the transformation that they want. Why we don't charge high ticket is because we're like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. I don't think people will buy it. I'm pretty sure people won't buy it. And I definitely don't have what it takes to charge high ticket. So what we do is we stay really small. Small impact, small numbers. But it serves no one to play small. Sure, the exchange of money is more comfortable for you. But when was the last time you were comfortable and something wildly epic happened? When? Never. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So yes, it's gonna be uncomfortable to charge high ticket, but you know that in doing so, in the transaction is the transformation. Can you guys write that down? In the transaction is the transformation. So you can keep playing small and you can keep charging low ticket just because it's more comfortable, knowing you're not gonna get people as great of results as if you actually push yourself and them to come up with something that's highly transformational. Or you can deeply impact lives. Guys, hear me now. In this economy, this is not the time to be taking money from people and not getting them transformations. This is not the time. We need to be helping people with what we do. Deal? Deal. So low ticket, you guys, it does work best if it is, if you're going low ticket, if it's an information product, right? It's like a how-to, it's like a black and white, it's a plug and play, it's a strategy A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and no behavioral change is required. There's like not a ton of inertia required to like implement what you're doing, then your low ticket can work. But if you're a coach, like, guys, we gotta help hold themselves accountable. You feel me on this? Cool. I see you shaking your heads, even though it hurts, right? Like it hurts looking back at the billions of low price offers I have. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. But we can turn over a new leaf today. So what's the other option? Low ticket is high traffic. And this sexy high ticket, you just need low traffic. Traffic that has your problem. So high ticket, the beauty behind it, we're going to be talking about ads today. When you have a high ticket program, there's a higher margin for you to spend on ads, meaning you can have more to get that little bit of audience that you need in order to be making a lot of money. So you have that margin. And the best part, high ticket means high accountability. We help hold themselves accountable for the transformation that they say they wanted. It's our 2 million-year-old brains, guys. This is how it works. When I remember going to my first retreat, it was $5,000 or $10,000. And I showed up front row, best clothes on, took notes, networked my heart out because I put that much money on the line. Pretty sure when you go that big, you're going to show up, right? You show up. It's big transformations when you show up. When I first started hosting my $5,000 retreats, people were leaving and I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Like we made really big change there. And then my $50,000 clients, we are building million-dollar businesses, like no problem. And I was like, whoa, that's when I realized it's in the transaction that there is so much transformation because they're coming with it. It's biblical. It's literally biblical. Where their treasure is, where your treasure is, there where your heart be also. When their treasure is on the table, their hearts come with it. When their mind, like this makes logical sense, I think I can do this, or their mouth, like, yeah, I can do this. Oh my gosh, I'm totally gonna do it this time. We get their minds and their mouths with low ticket. We get their hearts. We get their hearts when the treasure comes with it. And when you have their hearts, you can actually change people's lives. That is what is required. But you're gonna have to push through your discomfort in order to do this. Are you willing, let me ask you this, are you willing to push through the discomfort of figuring out your high ticket program so that you can actually help the people you're called to serve? Drop a one in the chat if you're like, I'm willing to get uncomfortable for my clients. Thank you. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We're gonna get uncomfortable for our clients, and in the end, it's gonna be hella cool for us because high ticket programs are bar none the fastest way to grow a seven-figure business. The fastest way. You need less clients, you need to do a better job with them to make more money. And what happens is that when you have an incredible high ticket offer, people can't help but talk to your friends about you. Every single 50K client I have had has referred someone else. The amount of interactions I've had with them in the DMs before they pay me 50 grand, zero. Zero. High ticket buyers don't need all this foreplay, you guys. They don't need us to warm them up and add all this value and do things and stir our coffee cute. They're like, problem. I have it. I would like the solution now. And I'm willing to pay for it. But as I'm saying this, I'm sure some of you are like, cool, Susie. There's literally no way I could charge high ticket for what I'm doing. I teach gardening. I am a photographer. I am a coach for moms. There's no way I could do it. And I would say it's probably because you're doing too much teaching and not enough coaching. Teaching is information. We are just handing out X's, O's, steps, processes. Like gardening, you're like, this is the phosphate level of the acidic salt that goes in the soil. Crap you can find on Google. You're right. You can't actually charge that much for it. But when you coach and you can actually be an agent for making that transformational change and have a system, a process that gets people those results, people are going to pay for the results. People, there's something that works for everyone. So I was, after the last masterclass, I'm talking to a girl in the DMs and she's like, there's just no way. She's like, I can't make this work. What I know is how to host. I'm a photographer. I know how to make a lot of money doing mini sessions, but I learned it from this other girl and it just feels weird to like do this other thing that I learned from the other girl. And she only charged $500. So I can't go popping off and charging $2,000. By the way, high ticket, I say is $2,000 or above. There's no like chart that's like, this is exactly what high ticket means, but $2,000 and above, you get more of their hearts. The more your hearts you want, you up that price. Anyway, she's like, I can't charge more than $500. Why would anyone come to me when you can clearly go to this girl? And I said, there are so many different ways that you can model that offer, model the things that you learned, but put your own sparkle and spice on it. There is nothing new under the sun. Are you kidding me? None of our ideas out here are that original. We're all conglomerates of things we have learned, books we have read, experiences we have had, things we have tried. So you get to model and put your own sparkle on it. So I said to her, she's like, I was like, well, could you do it at a retreat where they also get styled session, where they also get your forms and templates, where they also get coached until their mini sessions are making them $5,000. You're staying with them. You're understanding where they're not making enough on print sales. And you can guarantee that their sessions, they're going to be able to add in a $10,000 business into your arm, business into their existing business, for $2,000, would you pay for that? Or does that still sound like what that girl did for $500? Do you guys see how you can take what you think it is and turn it into something that actually makes real money and is a way more fun experience for people? There's a couple things that high ticket buyers are always gonna pay for. The collapsing of time. Me as a mom of four kids, if you can do this faster, if I wanted to jump in this girl's high ticket program. She's like, it's 1 year and we have 24 coaching calls. And I was like, yeah, I'm out. If we can do that in 2 days, I'm interested. If this, you didn't actually help me. You literally just hurt me by having it be all of this time. So much time. You're now asking for 48 hours of my life spread over a year before I get the transformation? That's tough. So collapsing time. How can you do this faster? How can you do it faster? Another thing people are always gonna pay for? Done for you. They're going to pay for you done for you, like the templates, the emails, the websites, the marketing. If you can get in there and do that for them, they're always going to pay for a done for you approach. They're always also going to pay to make it more enjoyable, throw in an experience. Okay, you come. Now, this was virtual coaching for 6 months, but at the end or at the beginning, we're going to do in-person kickoff event, and there's going to be a masseuse, and there's going to be something that makes it super more epic. People are always going to pay for that. There's always a way to make bigger transformations in less time and make them more enjoyable. Yes? So all coaches, you guys, I don't care if you're coaching gardening, parenting, business, spirituality, all coaches are in the same business. We are in the belief and the trust business. They've got to believe in themselves. They have to trust your process, your system. It doesn't matter what you're coaching, those are the two things required. Belief and trust. Whereas if you're just teaching, it's like X's and O's, right? But if you can help people believe in you, your system, trust themselves, you're good to go. And that money gets to go up and up and up. So back to my example of my gardeners. So they're like, Susie, cool. No one woke up today and was like, I'm so jacked to pay $2,000 or more for gardening. Like, that's not happened. No one's searching for that. And what I would say to you is, are you actually teaching the phosphorus level of the soil and how to like plant this at the perfect sunshade? What if there was a way that you could teach how to trust yourself through gardening? How you could trust your intuition, how you could trust you're making the right decisions. Or maybe there's a way to teach you to feel the support of the universe that calms your nervous system down through playing with the soil. Maybe there's a way that there's so many unlimited ways of this skill that you think you have to turn it into something that transforms people's lives. Is this making sense? Cool. So because people didn't maybe wake up ready to pay for gardening, but they did wake up thinking, I wish that I had more confidence. I wish I could trust myself. You only have to be one chapter ahead. This is one of the biggest lies our brains are going to pull on us. Imposter syndrome. Woof, gag. Is anyone so over feeling like they're not good enough for this? Yes. Here's the deal. You only have to be one chapter ahead, but here's what your brain's going to do. It's going to be like, once I get to the top of this mountain, then I will feel qualified enough to help people. By the way, you never get to the top of the mountain. That never happens. You never feel qualified enough. And guess what happens? In your climb, there's all these people behind you falling off the freaking hill because you feel unqualified or unworthy to reach back down and help them. Can we be done with that? You only have to be one step, one chapter ahead of them. And this gap where we're like, well, if I'm not like Tony Robbins or, you know, the big girls up there, like I can't, why would anyone go for me? Because you have something that they don't. You understand deeply. You are like just where they are. You understand. You were just here. I know exactly what it takes to get out of it. And I can help you get to where I am now. One chapter ahead. Those people that are clear up there, this gap is too big. They don't even remember the steps of what it was like when they were down here. They don't even remember, but someone that was intimately just there is going to speak to them, giving us what we really need here, which is authority. You don't need a big audience, you need authority. Authority is when you say, I've been where you are and I'm here now and I can help you get there. Authority is what we need, not a big audience. And you gain authority by understanding their problems better than anyone else. Better than anyone else. So it feels like, oh my gosh, that girl really gets me. I trust that she's out of it. And she definitely seems to be where I was. Authority is what we need, not this big audience. Isn't that exciting? This whole time we've been like running around trying to grow as many thousands of followers the whole time. We just needed to be like, you have a problem, I can help you. Or you have a transformation you want, and I've had that transformation. We don't need these big audiences, you guys. We need authority. So I want you guys to commit to transforming people's lives. Instead of focusing your time and energy on like, how wide can I spread this? How much bigger can I get this audience to grow? What if you took that same time and you focused on, I'm going to help my clients as deeply and as wildly impactful as I can. And I'm going to put my time here. I'm going to put my time to getting more clients that I can actually help deeply instead of spreading it all out wide. Drop one in the chat if you're like, I'm going to commit to transforming people's lives deeply. Yes, 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 yes. So many ones. So many ones. Okay, so we're committing. That is the DOMA. That's the D in the DOMA. No, that's the O. That's the O. So if you're wondering like, okay, Susie, that sounds good, but I have more questions. I'm wondering how this applies in my particular circumstance. I would love to chat with you in the DMs. Just drop me a DM at Susie Holman and let's jam out. What are you currently working with? What are your offer prices? And let's see where we can go from there. I'll see you in the DMs.